call it to order, and I don't think we have a full.
Yeah, everybody's here. Nice.
We all know each other.
Good job.
At least a little bit.
Yep, pretty much, sort of.
we're getting to know each other better.
Yep.
Okay. Minutes. Does anybody have questions, comments about the minutes? I know I marked a couple of things.
I noted that I said he was missing in my name.
Oh.
Member present.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Even though I was only half here.
You're only half here.
Paris.
Oh, it's okay. I, so. Yeah. We were all kind of not here, totally.
Is that your name, like in medieval terms, Warren of Paris?
It's like Beyonce.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just, you know, Prince.
Okay. We'll make that correction. I don't have any corrections, but I just had questions about the puzzle competition.
Mm.
How did that work?
We can talk about that during the okay. Yeah, we can talk about that for sure.
And the plan about the retirees, how did that go down? The window project, we'll have an update about that too. So just some neat things in the minutes. I will entertain a movement to accept the missions.
So
in the minutes.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
None opposed? Okay.
You know, we need to have one member designated to oppose.
Or at least abstain.
Yeah.
Abstain.
That's your prerogative. Public discussion of items not on the agenda. I guess we don't have any public here.
Not today.
Divisions.
That'll go quick.
Okay.
Yep.
Operational overview.
Okay. And you said you wanted to hear about the puzzle and what else?
Oh, gosh. The U of I retirement thing.
The ship thing. Oh,
yeah.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah. I was like, what?
Okay, sure. Let me hit those first. So the UI retirement thing, they were able to set up a Zoom call to kind of keep people informed. Some people can go online themselves and address it, just catching people up there. Because of some changes, UI had a program that a lot of retirees had opted into is for their medical insurance, mm-hmm. and the actual insurance company closed or something like that. It wasn't a UI cutting people out, so they had to get their they haven't yet, but they will have to this winter get a new insurance company. And so it's 800 and some, but the university does have SHIP. They do have some SHIP folks.
Okay.
A lot of people do come here, but they have some folks as well, as people can do this online on their own. And so we've set up some additional
I watched the thing and the guy was talking about 90 miles an hour and I was trying to take notes. It's complicated stuff.
Yeah,
not easy stuff.
No, it really is. Those ship counselors really, really come through for a lot of people because it's very complicated.
Which is very much so.
Really interesting that they would make it so complicated, but I'm gonna mind my business.
So you're not gonna lose your
chair. Well, I think there are options. It just wouldn't be that same one. They would have to opt into other options. So
so will there be meetings just specifically for that?
I think outside of that Zoom, I don't know if there are other ones that we're not doing any in particular that I'm aware of, but we will have, they did put in additional SHIP counselor appointments to try to help as many people as we can.
Okay.
I ran into a former colleague and his wife, and they seemed to be pleased with what was set forth.
Okay, good.
They were going to, as they say, get things scheduled.
Yeah, perfect. So we will do our best to serve the community as best we can, and the UI, hopefully they step up and maybe make some additional appointments this year too. Not sure about that, but we definitely have been keeping our eye on it and trying to do our best to help address that, because we don't want almost 900 people without that part of their insurance. So that's a piece of that. The other piece that you mentioned was the
puzzle playing.
Puzzle. I will let the curator speak on that.
Yeah, it was great. We had three teams in the puzzle competition, so small but mighty, and I think everybody had a really good time. Yeah, it took the fastest group was, I think, just under an hour.
Wow.
So pretty quick.
These are jigsaw puzzles?
Yeah, it was a 500-piece puzzle. Everybody does the same puzzle at the same time. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I think we'll do it again for sure this later in the fall. So, yeah. Yeah.
Did they have like spies and stuff? You know, people with their cell phones?
No. There's rules. You have to choose your own group. No.
Heckling, over,
no. Yeah. So, but neat. No, it went really well.
That's neat.
Yeah. We love when we can do something new and different. I always love those things because, like, we do these things, but there's so many, like health things behind it, the dexterity and the different, right. The mental, you know, it's a lot of pieces. That's why that puzzle table there, it seems just like it's, a puzzle table, but it has a lot of pieces to it. So we love being able to do things like that. And I think, did I answer all of them? You have one more.
Oh, well, no, the windows, but you'll...
Windows, yeah, I will talk about that in a minute. I really will. that's a whole project. Just highlights, there will be a press release that goes out on Monday because we're closed tomorrow. So one operational thing is we are closed tomorrow for staff training. So you can come to the door, but you won't be able to get in. Contractors. you'll be able to not see any of us and use the community tomorrow. I hope the weather's great for us to have a day to do a little bit of...
Can we come by and make faces at you?
You feel free. We'll be at the assembly room.
Look at those new windows.
So we won't see you at all. And the windows will be up here. So you'll have to climb top of the building to be able to do that.
But, I could do that.
Well, let me know.
I have a question about when the staff development days are scheduled. Are they, like, how far is it?
Oh, we schedule them out way far in advance.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I kind of got caught with the caregiving support group. Yeah.
Really?
Tomorrow morning. Oh. I didn't know. I don't know because I was out of town last week. And so then I was, and Michelle had stepped in. So then I was talking to Michelle about this week and she said, oh my God, I forgot to tell people that it's closed next Friday.
Yeah. So no, I usually put that out a couple months in advance.
Okay, I was scrambling.
Yeah, I'm so sorry about that. I will make a note of that. But yeah, we probably started talking about this in May. Probably May. So okay. It probably got
just to like the facilitators. So
yeah, we usually do
in the library.
Yeah. Did you find a location?
Kind of. We're just going to meet at the Grain House at 10 o'clock.
Okay. Okay.
So we're cutting the meeting short, which is fine. If I'd had more advance notice,
absolutely.
With Zoom at the library.
Yeah, I apologize about that.
That's okay. Sincerely. I just wasn't sure how far in advance.
No, I usually try to put that because of scheduling. I try to put that out far in advance.
Okay, great.
But some things, they get
lost. And I'll take time.
Apologize.
Yeah, for sure.
Apologize. Okay. So, we only do them twice a year.
Okay.
Or three, two. Probably twice, sometimes three. Okay. But yeah, it's usually in the winter and then usually right before spring, before fall kicks off. So usually in August, always in August, but sometimes January, February, we'll do another one.
Okay, great.
So just a note, I apologize about that. We'll try to get that together. So as you all know, today we had a Voices of Experience concert, which was fantastic. You didn't see it, you can check YouTube to see a video of it. Experience it again. Please watch as many times. It kind of boost us up a little bit in the algorithm. But this is one of our larger books we put out for a long time. We have a lot of new collaborations. So I just want to just touch on a few so that you are aware, as well as for our audience people actually watch this, so we'll make sure that they know. Really excited we're partnering with a student organization, Pi Beta Phi, excuse me. They're doing an intergenerational trivia night September 10th on a Wednesday night. So we're excited. We're trying to get more evening things here scheduled for people to pop by. So I'm excited about that. Cycling Without Age, we were able to assist them in some support for the grant that they wrote. They were able to get a grant to purchase another bike. They'll be having some opportunities in September for you to get a ride. I have personally taken a ride on one of them. Your wind will be in your hair again, yeah. Nancy, if you hop on there. So yeah, it's really cool. It's an electric bike. So that means it gives them a little push power as they're pushing along. And they push me along just fine, and I'm not no small lady, so anybody is welcome. So it was, and I had a partner, so it wasn't just me, it was two people, so it was great. So you can take two people on that, so please consider that. Even if you're a wheelchair user, it doesn't, they have one that you can just, they can transfer you over really great. It's a great accessibility, but a great way to enjoy some bike riding. So that's happening. A new program that I wrote called Grand Babies is happening. It's an intergenerational story time.
That's cool.
So nice. Yeah, it'll be once a month. We're starting it off as kind of a pilot program. I'm trying to see how it goes. We'll have probably little ones, babies, etc. That will be here at 9 to 10:30. There's an activity afterwards, and then some kind of some connection questions that people are, if they're willing to have a conversation, kind of around the book or around connection in general, will be out on tables for people to kind of have some ways. It's kind of like the friendshipping, where there's a couple of questions to get the conversation going. And so there's songs, there'll be a little activity, and it's a free program. And so you have to register. If you're a member, just register, because we only have so many opening because we're trying to figure it out. It's about 20, 25. But please come to that. It's one time, it's only once a month.
What's the age limit on that?
For story time?
For the little...
There's no age limit.
Oh, there isn't?
No. Because they're all coming... It's during a school day, so it's little ones. It's little ones, so... But you be prepared, because they might cry and things. So, if you don't really like crying and all of that, that probably is not the best activity for you. But my hope is that it builds some more intergenerational connections in our community. And people miss babies, I'm excited about babies being in the building. So looking forward to that. Soul Train Block Party, I know I mentioned it last year. See, I don't even know where I am. Last meeting. Excited about that, 6 to 9 p.m. right in front of the building on the Lynn Street side. We'll have two food trucks, one on each end, we're hoping. And so that'll be a lot of fun. It is a $10 donation, or you can bring a couple items for the pantry. So
when is it?
It's September 20th. So it's a bye week, so you don't have to worry about Hawkeye football. We always check for that. But it's open to anyone. Bring your grandkids, bring whoever you want. The sun will still be up. Might get a little darker when we get into that 8 hour, but that'll also be nice. Hopefully we'll have a couple strobe lights or something going.
What's the name of it again?
Soul Train Dance Party. Block Party. So it's out front, food trucks, take some pictures. If it rains, which my events don't ever rain, so we'll be outside. Okay. But if it does, we'll be in an assembly room. But yes, we're excited about that. Good music. We'll have a DJ. We'll go get a couple Soul Train lines going a couple times. So make sure to be prepared. Dress in your outfit. Now, I've been gathering my things for my outfit for months. So don't come in there and look your record. I want you to bring it together, right? Get I was thinking about getting some disco ball earrings. I don't know.
What kind of wear is it?
Soul Train went from like what, the late 60s through the 80s?
Bell bottoms.
Maybe even to the 90s. Yeah, all the things. Yeah, all the things.
Bright colors.
Yeah, if you actually take a moment and look.
Oh.
Here is a picture from last year. And on the very back of it, is also a picture from last year. Yes. So
that's great.
Yes. So they're right there as examples of things that you can potentially wear. So these are from, those pictures are from last year for sure.
Not sure. Were those ladies sisters?
I don't know. Were they sisters? No, they were just friends. They're friends that decided to call me.
I could be wrong. I
think they're friends. But I mean, it was great. I mean, I wish we would have pictured the one guy that came.
Yes.
Oh my Lord. It was one guy who came in the polyester suit with the cane. And it was fantastic. People, they danced until they were sore the next day. It was fantastic. But it was a good time. It really was a good time. So we're looking forward to doing that again outside. Maybe we'll get some students and grandkids to come along and have a good time with us. So spread the word. We know in the Senior Center, things go faster by word than they even do our lovely program guide.
So. It'll certainly bring back memories.
Oh yeah, we're trying to bring back all the memories. All the memories, yes. So we're excited about that activity. So please come join us for that. There's obviously movie series. We're having a celebration of Hispanic heritage. That's October 11th. I'll remind you all again at our September meeting. And the Pickleball Jamboree, if you want to get a team together, or if you just want to come and learn how to play, that's Saturday, October 4th, over in Corville at the Green State Family Field House. And art and all kinds of things. You know, we do a really good job of being really clear about what our goals are, community engagement, lifelong learning. Lots of amazing classes coming our way. A lot more art classes. We're really excited about a lot of those. Of course, you can get in the choir if you're ready. Get your vocals together. And then we have two new languages this year.
That's okay.
And we added French and Russian. So if you're interested in learning those languages, of course, we have Spanish. But if you're interested in those, please participate. Lots of Mary here is coming through with wonderful classes.
I just looked at the page.
Yeah, you got a whole page. You got a whole page, man. A whole page. Yeah, lots of wonderful classes. I'm gonna see if I can sneak in on a couple of them. Our card games are up. Mahjong is back. Is Mahjong back?
Oh my gosh. I think the group leader actually had a conflict.
Oh, so we'll figure something out with Mahjong. But if you know other people who want to do Mahjong, we would love to get that going again. We had it for a while. We would love to get that going again. So those are some of the things that are happening. Really excited about our Strong, Steady, and Unbreakable. It's a three-part series, staying active and independent as you age. So very excited about that. We have a person who's a physical therapist that works with older adults. And he's earning his doctorate at University of Washington University. Oh, he already earned it, sorry. So he has a lot of experience and is gonna come and provide these classes. It looks like the classes are free. Yeah, I don't see any costs to them. So take advantage, and they're all at the noon hour. So, you know, it's not too early. And not too late.
No food.
So come check out any of those line dancing and Zumba and all those classes are going. But, you know, financial planning, all different wonderful things are happening. We're really excited about this program, guys. It, like I said, it's one of our thickest ones in a while. Just as a operational, like as a programming thing, I just want you all to know that as a Senior Center coordinator, like I have to look at a lot of data, which is fine. If you know me, I'm a nerd about research and I love that stuff. So, but we are doing really, really well as a department. So like, you know, even we pulled some data on how much of our budget are we really using, and we've never really even gone over 95% of our budget, even with us adding the additional night and weekend staff. So we're
That's
really
impressive.
Proud of the work that That's we're doing great. There. And, you know, when I got here, we had some goals on increasing representation of people of color. And you know, even today, having people of color in our Voices of Experience concert. I've been here for many years. I hadn't seen that. So that was great to have that happening. And even when I'm looking at the numbers statistically, just seeing those numbers increase year to year, just really proud of that. As well as we always have had a goal in our membership between about 9 to 11% to make sure that we're providing low income memberships. And we've been at about 15% the last couple of years. So we're hitting our goals and going beyond and supporting people in ways that we haven't been able to do years before in different ways. I'm not saying it's better or not, but I'm just want to just say that to you all as commissioners, that you're part of a really great time in history of the things that we're doing here at the Senior Center. And just really proud of the staff. We have really great staff with diverse thoughts, which is great when it comes to programming and comes to challenging, you know, some status quo about things and looking at aging differently, and just champions of being pro-aging and how we can serve people better. So just want to throw that in, throw the staff, you know, in on the great work that they're doing. So so that's what I have on a programming end.
Can you talk about the fantastic feathers on... That sounds really interesting. It's like, is that like, what is it? Like a presentation?
Yeah, I think it's a presentation.
Oh, cool.
Is that the one about the birds?
No, that's not. Costume.
Oh, this a costume. Fashion? Oh, this about the threads. It's the person that's come to talk about the costume.
Costume.
I think that's just going to be fantastic. I think that's in our...
that's exciting.
Lifelong learning. I think that's lifelong learning. So we're in here. We have so many wonderful things. Oh, and I'm really excited about our partnership with the Iowa City Foreign Relations Council. They're doing a class on... what is causing increasing distrust in healthcare. So they'll be doing that. The truth about bats, I won't be here for any of that, even if it's just pictures. But thankful for Johnson County Conservation for doing that. They're so great, and I'm glad it's on the third floor. So I don't even have to know that it's happening. So I'm very excited about that part. Yes, over here, wonderful. This is co-sponsored by Trello Johnson County. I definitely want to... put their name out there for assisting us with this. Fantastic Feathers is a, did that get moved around?
It had a date change. It's actually going to be on September 3rd.
September 3rd. So it's coming up faster than the September 17th piece in here. You do have to register. So if you registered, they probably have already called you and told you about that. But it is September 3rd for an hour, and it's going to be talking about how feathers abound in the fashion world.
Cool.
So, yeah, hats and clothing and all the craze. So that's very exciting, as well as this thread by thread, which is looking at the University of Iowa Theater Arts faculty is going to do a from costume design, talk about some design over time. So very exciting. And I already talked about Mary and her long page, right, and all the wonderful things. The Legacy Matters Planning with Purpose. A series of workshops, not one.
I'm all about the planning.
But you gonna know how to do everything. That's why I want to take it, because I need to get the book. I don't know. Wait, it doesn't say member only. Okay, good. I can take it. So to to be able to learn this, because I want to make sure that I'm good for my kids, well in advance. So. And if I can't make all of them, can I just?
Yes, you can.
Borrow you? Okay.
Sure.
I might have to work sometime during that time, so I might not be able to go all of them, but I definitely want the book and to be able to follow along. So that is what we're doing on programming. Other questions about that? Sorry, I didn't ask it for questions. I'm excited. I'd be too excited sometimes. But at least y'all know I like my job, right?
That's true.
That's great.
Keep on rolling.
I'm rolling. We're excited. Who knows what is going to be in there for November and December, but we're really excited about upcoming things. Can I move on to the next
Sure.
With your permission, sir?
Roll on into the facility.
Facility update. So, the windows and doors project has begun. And they, you can't see it just yet, but when you come back next week, you'll be able to see some of the new windows. Well, yes, today they're working in the bathroom, so, but next week they're working on the ones in the hallway here, so that's kind of perfect timing for us to be closed so that you aren't walking by and there's windows right there that's missing. They'll be doing this floor first, so they'll be here up here for the next week or two, and then they'll be headed down to the first floor, and it'll get done. So sometimes doors may be closed, it may be open. So just try to keep an eye out for that. We're trying to get all that knocked out, obviously, before it gets cold. So very excited about that. When that is concluded, we will be working on a building automation system, which has to do with our HVAC, which will help us in being able to know the temperature in different parts of the building and to be able to adjust accordingly. When it comes to, I don't know how long that project is off the top of my head, but it'll take a little bit for that to get done. The last exterior thing that we will be doing will be looking specifically at our the landscaping. So there will be hopefully get some meetings together here soon. Parks and Rec, you know, they do all the landscaping for the city. We'll be meeting with them and kind of talking about that. So if you have some thoughts, send me an email. I'll try to incorporate what I can.
Has there been any discussion about, like, on the front of the main entrance, having maybe a patio, a covered patio area?
Yes, we have. Or something? We have talked about that.
Okay.
And seating and all of that. Yeah. So, So we will have some more of that. But if you have other thoughts, let me know. It's not going to be a really, really, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
It involved, but we'll, some new plants, because, you know, with all the repair that happened, we had the, like, what's that tree I have out, the magnolia tree? It kind of looks like a cartoon a little bit, so we'll have to do some adjustments and different things just to get the outside of the building. Just
yeah, I'm just thinking, like, even just some benches.
Yeah, yeah, no, we need more seating.
Yeah,
we definitely need more seating, for sure. So we'll see what that looks like. I got to see how much my budget is. That budget is always going to impact that, but we definitely need additional seating.
I have a comment too.
Sure.
I will reiterate, please.
So in our original master plan, there were drawings of extending that area out as either glass or something where it would do some cover work, and then there would be some seating. So that is a part of the master plan. I'm just sure that it'll be maybe further out if it comes to building infrastructure. Now, if we use the land we have and we do some adjustments and put some seating in there, that'll be one thing. But we could probably figure something out. I just gotta see how much money they're gonna lend me. I have high hopes. I always start with pie in the sky, and then my staff helps me get it down to like actual size that people can eat, because the pie in my sky is the entire universe, and they're like, that might be a bit much, we can't afford that. So we'll see how much this pie costs. And but absolutely being able to be outside to be protected from the weather would be great. So heard, felt, understand. I'll see what we can do there. Other questions about, because I have a little bit more facility.
The window materials are composed of what?
Oh, see, now you're asking me to be an engineer. Glass. That is the answer that I have.
Is the frame wood?
Or no, plastic? No. They're definitely metal, or okay, whatever that material is, whatever that kind. It's very similar to. I would not pretend to
it's
know.
It's non-wood.
Well, some of it's wood, right? Some of the framing that you see outside the window is wood, right? But that's what allows us to be able to kind of pull them in, put them in and pull them out because of that. If they were just stone, like kind of how they were initially, it would be way more expensive to do that. But when we became a senior center, they put a wood frame in there. So we're able to pop it out and put it back in. But yes, and they're actually, it's going to change the outside look of the building pretty dramatically. You will know that they're new windows because they have what's that called? They kind of look like they have a grid on them.
Yeah.
So they have a grid on them. So it will look significantly different on the outside.
Have pictures been made of the building?
Oh yeah. I mean, even if you look on the first floor in the hallway to the bathrooms, it even has pictures of what it was before and after. And we have some before and after, even with the pictures of even before they did the tuck pointing and washed the outside of it. We have those pictures, but we'll definitely have pictures after the project is done. You know, people like to be like, look, we did. So we have lots of before pictures, so I don't think we're short on those, but the after pictures will be great. And my goal is that once we get that going, maybe sometime next fall or early, maybe next August or something, we'll do kind of a ribbon cutting of the exterior to just kind of say, we did it kind of thing. Just to, you know, it was a lot of work, a lot of dollars that went into the project. So I'm excited we got this far because we've been working on this since 2019 and I started in 2018. I should have asked more questions in my interview. Historic preservation, what's this? So yes, I have learned a lot. I did not know I would have to know these things, but I have learned quickly, and the experts that do it are there, but they're also providing input and dragging Kristen along along the way, as well as our operations assistant. So as for other facility updates, if you look around, you know we have always been adding additional furniture here, there, paintings here, there, different things like that. So please let us know if you see anything. Some things we can fix quickly, government quickly, so let me clarify. And then some things may take a little bit of time for us to get fixed, but please know that we're working on it. And if you need an update, let me know. Sometimes those things, it's in process, but I didn't remember to bring it up. So please feel free to stop.
The engineers still here in the building? When did they?
The engineers have been gone since.
They're gone?
May. They left in May.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So all those offices that they were occupying are back to classrooms and conference
rooms.
Okay,
good.
Yeah.
Good.
So, yeah. They, endured a season of band for a while, so I'm sure they're glad to be back in more quieter spaces. So, but yeah, we're working on all those different things. We hope that the design project for the interior will be kicking off here, hopefully sometime here this fall, at least to get things rolling. And then I'm sure there'll be a need for some feedback and some different things on that. We do have a master plan that exists, but of course, it got completed like 2021, so I'm sure we have some updates or different ideas that we might want to implement or take out. So we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. Is that what they say? Yeah. So looking forward to that. And I have just talked at length questions about the facility update.
I have two suggestions for the plantings.
Sure.
Native species and pollinators.
Oh yeah, we're not. Yeah,
probably have that mix already.
Yeah. Given that it's the city, I guarantee you that they it's part of, because they probably already have some plans. It's, yeah, I'm not even worried about that. We are not gonna, because the person that's doing it is the person that's done all the other ones. So I guarantee that those will be in there.
I'm sure. I just wanted to make sure.
Oh yeah, I'm not worried about it at all.
Expressed an interest in that.
Yeah, I'm sure if you go to any of our parks with prairie grass and all the,
Prairie in progress, downtown.
Yeah. So, I'm sure that there will be some, obviously we want it to be something that doesn't, prevent people from being able to like see the building or know where we are or something like that. So, but we'll get there. It'll be a nice project to really showcase the building. So. Looking forward to that.
I will say I got a sneak peek of the windows yesterday. Mm-hmm. I drew you a picture.
Oh yeah.
It's like, three.
It's six at the, so think of this window, six squares, six at the top, six at the bottom.
Right. Yeah.
Wow.
Similar black color and everything, but and they're gonna open a little bit.
Yep.
Well, that's nice.
3 inches at the
bottom. Yeah, I think it's, is it 4 inches?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 4 inches screen. So y'all know how I feel about birds and critter. They got to stay outside.
Screen.
There will be a screen, so you can, cool. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't let the bats in.
Listen, sir, I found a mouse last week. All the critters need to stay outside. We can be. I don't have no problem with you staying by my car, because that's on me. But that's your house out there. Don't come in here. So, yes, we're friendly as long as we live separately. So yes,
I have a question about the windows and
sure.
the project. And will there be some leapfrogging of rooms, like if?
It is possible.
This class can't meet here because they're putting in.
Yes.
I don't know how long it takes to put in a window per.
They are pretty quick, so they can probably do about 4 windows a day. Okay. So most classes on that side are probably 2 windows. So it may be some time, and they knock them out, and then they're like, you're good to go. So it might be a morning class that might have to move, and then afternoon it's fine. But we have a schedule, so we kind of know.
Okay.
To the best of our ability. Yeah. Right now, our goal is to be about 48 hours out. So there may be a change within 48 hours. Right now, they say they're on schedule. So Michelle and Emily, who move the classrooms around, will be the ones to contact you if we need to move things around. But we've known about it for a little bit, so we've tried to make some concessions. But we're living and breathing in a building that's being updated. So yeah, there will be some.
Is that why there's a program about bats?
That's what I was talking about earlier. Yeah, thank you so much for bringing that back up. Yes, there is someone from Johnson County Conservation. They're going to talk to people who take that class. I don't believe they're bringing any. Okay.
They bring birds, but yes. I have to be surprised.
They did bring them, what's the raptor? They brought some of them. I wasn't here. I don't think I was. Or if I was, my staff made sure not to tell me because they know I don't like birds. But they're fine as long as they stay over there. But yeah, I don't do bats either. So hopefully they're just pictures. And you all have a good time. I encourage all of you all to take it. I will be there, but I will be not even there in spirit. So with the door closed.
And they're going to be doing a beginning birding hike too, but that's a campfire.
Yes,
right?
they will be doing a beginning. Yes, for the people, here's my thing, for the people who love birds, we have things for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not going to be there. But if you take pictures, I will look at the pictures. So take pictures, but I won't be there. That's my own thing. That's my little fear that everyone knows and everyone laughs at me about it. But I just my poor heart.
There's a company in Iowa City that gets bats out of your house.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
The fire department will too.
I have been very, very fortunate to not have.
I had one.
But I did grow up in Dubuque in the Bluffs.
Mm-hmm.
And have had them in my house as a kid, which is why I have an aversion to things flying in my house. So it's not just because I just decided I didn't like birds. It's I have an experience with birds flying at your head.
Childhood trauma.
Yeah, I got some childhood trauma. Might need to do a little EMDR around it, but like I can't do it. So very excited about our new programs and about the changes to the building. It's going to be lovely. And that's the facility update that I have.
Okay. Any other any discussion of the master plan? Anything else? How about community correspondence?
Correspondence, but the open meeting meetings that are required for, are we required or is that been bypassed?
So my understanding is it is absolutely required for, it's two part. Yes, I am suggesting that the new people who just were appointed after July 1, which is not any of you all, that they get the slots that are available now, and they are already scheduled. Those people are already scheduled. Here's the thing, there is a penalty to cities, and there's commissions all over the state, right? There's a penalty to cities that have not taken the class. The city council here is highly recommending that everyone just take it so that you're just aware. So it's documented, so if you get on another commission at some other time, it's already documented that you took the class, right? So if you're interested in staying in service or you're interested in doing another term, just if you can get on the list, then you can take it. I do believe in the future there will be additional trainings available, and there's another organization that might be doing some training of trainers, and which will open up more opportunities. So don't put pressure on yourselves right now. None of you are newly appointed. If you were, trust me, you would have heard from me already multiple times. When are you taking a class? Because, of course, we don't want to.
Because I had it on my calendar for this Saturday.
Oh, are you already registered?
No.
Oh,
I had it on there too, but I took it back off because I couldn't get it. Because
yeah,
I think
the ones that are out there are full.
The September 24th one. The registration doesn't open till this Saturday.
Yes,
yeah. So I was going to go on Saturday.
It's like 24
to
hours.
See if
And that's the other thing, that it's very cumbersome about even how to even get into the class.
Okay. Yeah, it's kind of put you in a circle.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
so I will limit what I say about that as we are.
I'll try again.
We are. Yeah.
Like catch 22.
Sure. If that is the words that you would like to use, as we are being as we are observed.
I'm sorry, I said that.
No. Okay. You well, at least you are a public commissioner. Yeah. I'm an employee, so my limits is that I highly recommend that you look into that, and when there's an opportunity to take it, if you would plan to continue to be in public service. Is what I'm
maybe
going
just
to say.
Just walk down the street, it might be a good idea.
I mean, you never know. You never know. So I will leave that at that as my comment and answering your question, sir. Okay.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Will you be notifying those of us who haven't signed up for that?
As more classes come around, or especially if you're going to renew, we will definitely reach out to you about classes.
Okay.
Right now, it looks like it's a not a science. It's a, what is it? It's called Eventbrite. So you can follow them on Eventbrite to see when they have other classes pop up. So you can just follow them, and then they'll email you when other classes are available, because it is an Eventbrite. Okay. But as things come along, I'm sure that things will be sent to department directors, and we'll get it sent out to you all. So as those become available. I'm just saying at this time, none of you are required to have it within your 90 days, because you all were appointed before July 1, so. As more come up, we'll let you know.
It's a good time to ask who's up for renewal coming up, too, so.
Let me see.
Is that on that sheet?
No.
Jay.
Terms that are coming up is Jay and Warren. Yep.
Right,
you all are, mm-hmm. But I think you all have only done one term. You all have, so you can renew. You can renew. So we will look into those so we can keep a note to see if we can send those out to you all for reappointment. So we'll try to get you in there as soon as possible. You have 90 days to do that. So that, but a lot of you all. Betty is at the end of next year, and so is Nancy, and then, but everyone else is like 2027. So it'll be a little bit. But if you get the training in there, then you'll be good. But if you go to a different commission and join a different commission, you'll need to do it in 90 days. So, in the state of Iowa, so it's not just us; it's the state of Iowa. So,
I have another issue.
Okay.
A woman signed up for. My Wednesday walking group.
Okay.
And she said that it sounds very interesting. I'm sure you've had this question come up before. Very interesting, but she doesn't have a car. She would need a ride from Walden Place, which is way on the Marmot Trek.
Yep.
By West High and everything. And nobody in the group lives that way and was willing to drive to pick her up. But I feel kind of bad because I wish I don't have a car available to do it myself, and it seems like the bus is kind of complicated. Mm-hmm. This may be an information question, but what does anybody know about transportation and seats and those kinds of things, or what's
so
leverage?
I would encourage. Her to reach out to the transportation coordinator at Johnson County because they will route that for her. Also, it's an opportunity to put trail out there as a potential option. They have volunteers that can provide transportation. Yeah. So trail or reaching out. Johnson County Social Services has a transportation coordinator. And she will talk through that and give her options. Mm-hmm. And some of it might be seats, some of it might be different things. And it may be the bus. And if it's the bus, she will even get on the bus with you and train you how to get around. So,
has the senior center ever had a ride board?
No, but we do have a board downstairs for like random things that people need. Sometimes I see a job posted down there. Sometimes people are looking for roommates. Sometimes
is there
people,
I don't know where that board is. It's right. Like looking for?
Yeah, it's like a board where people can leave notes about different things that they need or if they have a service that they want to provide.
Oh, interesting.
So it's right. It's right in between both of the exercise rooms. So it's a board there. So it's right down there in that hallway. So if people have an idea or, they're interested in someone cleaning their house or they are a housekeeper, they can leave a note
there.
Check
that out.
Yeah. We try to not get too involved with it because we have limits as employees because it becomes a recommendation as soon as it comes out of my mouth. So, and I don't want to do that.
I wasn't thinking the senior center advocating for, but just saying, hey, by the reminder that there's a looking for and willing to provide.
I don't know if they're set up that way, but it's not hard that we can easily do that. Looking for versus can't provide. That's an easy way to separate the boards.
Yeah.
You can do that. Yeah. But if there are things down there now. So,
okay.
That all people right, should check out and see if they, because people leave their phone numbers and different things.
Yeah, I wasn't aware that was there.
Yeah, to say that they I have a bunch of vegetables, or whatever, or plants or,
Right.
That they can, they're willing to donate or looking for. So, and sometimes, there's online options there too. But I know that gets tricky too. Getting lifts and Uber.
I know a trail will not take people with wheelchairs.
Because they're
interrupted by the bus.
We're seeing.
This is a walking group, so.
Yeah.
But it happens.
It might be interpreted.
Right. But that's a good. That's good.
That's good to know. I didn't know that. That is good to know.
But Johnson County Transportation. Mm-hmm. That's look that up through the county government.
Yeah. So it's Johnson County Social Services. They have a transportation coordinator. Yeah. Yep. So JC, Social Service SS. Yeah, good. I worked there 10 years. You think I would know?
Thanks. That's good information. any other people have gotten emails or letters from anybody? Okay. Future agenda items. I wanted to ask what you all have thought. I know I spoke up a couple years ago when I started to try to get staff people to come in and talk about.
Work
and everything.
Sure.
And I know we've been through one round of those. Should we do that on a regular basis? I thought, we heard from Emily, we heard from Michelle, we heard from Kristen.
Mm-hmm. We heard from Heather.
And Heather. I think Brad would be a good one to approach maybe because he does a lot and he works a lot with the video end of things and people on photography and that sort of thing. So if he was willing, it might be good to have him come to one of our meetings and give us a little lowdown on
what's going on in that world.
Day in the life of Brad at the senior center.
That'd be interesting. I'm like, he's always tucked in some corner.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there any other parts of operations or programming you're interested in learning more about?
Other than maybe just have it be a regular rotation, so if we get new members, that they can hear from staff, So maybe it could even be like a tag team. You could have two people come.
Sure.
Would
you all be interested in learning about the loss tax, local option
sales tax?
Or do you all think you have a pretty good grip on that? You can always ask.
Yeah, right.
Well, I'm just saying I could have a city manager office or someone come over and talk about it if you're interested. I will let you know that it's time to go back through some policy reviews. So you will be starting to see policy review popping up on on here. So we got to do it. It's part of y'all job. We have some that we need to do annually, and we have some that we have to do every 2 years. So we will get those caught up, and so you will be.
I swear the city has some little guy just sitting over there.
Yeah, that's the little guy. So we do have some that we need to get caught up on, and some that are upcoming that we need to put on here. Plus, it'll give us something more to talk about at these meetings.
So does that mean we're going to get paid more, just like we are now?
Double.
There is definitely an option of at least a 50-cent increase from the amount that you're. Nope. It's not. Yep, you're going to get double, triple. I will make sure that I include additional positive and affirming words after each policy.
Great.
You're on.
Do we have interest in the local options tax and hearing about that?
I would listen to it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Why not?
Sure. Okay. I will reach out to them because I know that they let department heads know that they, if people were interested, if the commission was interested, they would come and they could talk about it. And if we need more clarification on that training, I can also ask the attorney's office. But if you, I think it's just an hour. Is it like an hour? I think it's an hour training. So I'd just say, I would just highly recommend just taking it.
Where will those be held?
They're all online. Yeah. Because, never mind. So, yep, I'll talk to them about Lost and see if we can get somebody to come over in maybe September or October. Well, maybe September, because I think it's on the, it is on the actual
ballot.
Is it on the ballot?
Yeah, I think it's on the ballot.
I think it's on the ballot. So yeah, we'll see if we can get somebody next month to come just before it gets too close to November. So is it, wait, is that this fall?
Is that? I don't know. It might be next spring.
Right. I'm just like, wait, is it that soon? Right. I'm sorry. I just knew we had that city council thing, whatever. It's so many pieces to running this building, not just senior center, but like even community pieces. We'll see if in the next couple of months that we can get someone to come and talk to you about it. So if you have questions, that'd be great. Plus, it'll be filmed, so you can watch it later if you tell others to watch it so they get information. So I'll look into that. No guarantees for September, just given that their schedule is three of them versus all the other departments. So see if one of them can come over and give us a short presentation on it. Probably be good.
Okay, anything else before I
just want to say this is fantastic.
Oh, I mean, thank you.
This
thank
is
you.
Just so, you know, head and shoulders above.
Yeah. I mean, please feel free to always in December is a good time to reach out to the city manager's office. I mean, I see him in January for potential, you know, review in January. Okay. So, you know, December is a great time to wish
I could do that.
Happy holidays, and the senior center is the best there ever is. Quickly, I'm so sorry, before we conclude, September is Senior Center, is it Senior Center Appreciation Month? Senior Center Appreciation Month. My staff doesn't know this, but it'd be nice if, you know, they got a couple thank you notes or different things. If you have time, no pressure, and that I will be trying to work with the people that print our t-shirts to come up with a catalog for fall, for bags and hats and different things with our senior center gear. So hopefully that'll come out as an email. It'll be a link, and hopefully they'll mail it just straight to your house if you want to get a couple of, what do they call it, swag?
Swag.
Yeah.
Sure.
Get some swag options.
I've seen people with t-shirts.
So we'll hopefully get some fall, like, you know, longer sleeves and different things for to celebrate Senior Center Appreciation Month too.
And we got an invite, didn't we, to an appreciation event luncheon?
There is a donor appreciation event next week on Wednesday. Yep, that's next week at 1.
Next Wednesday at 1,
yep. But other than that, those are all the big things. Most of that's it stuck in the book.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely, and I'll let Jay.
Entertain a motion to adjourn.
Oh, that's a lot.
So moved.
Second.
Okay.
Third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh. Okay, we got it.
All right.